I think it was important for us to get back on it, on the winning trail again, you know, especially after the weekend's result. So from that point of view, I was really happy for the players. I was glad that they were managed to put that disappointment behind them and were able to move on. Sorry.
In terms of looking ahead to the playoffs, you know, what are you telling the team?
Basically, just to keep doing what they've been doing. We've got two games before we encounter the playoffs, and we're still not sure of where our final finishing position will be. At this moment in time, if Rangers win their last two games, we'll be finishing in third. So that means we'll be preparing to go the following Saturday. If we manage to finish in second, then we're going to have a couple of weeks to rest and then prepare for the winners of that third and fourth game.
Does it bother you where you finish in terms of the positions?
No, it doesn't. I think ideally, from purely my point of view, I would prefer to finish in second, just because it gives the players that little break, which could do them the world of good. But if it doesn't, then it's just basically a normal working week for us.
Are you looking at the movements of Rangers, or are you still seeing them as the kind of main rival?
Well, there they are, because Queen of the South can't catch ourselves now. So we know that the worst case scenario is that we're finishing in third. Best case scenario is that we move up one place and we finish in second. So from that point of view, it is one of two now, and Rangers are in the driving seat. If they win their two games, it doesn't make any difference what we do. So we'll just have to ideally win our two games, and then we'll see what happens with Rangers and the outcome of their two results, and we'll just approach it as and when, and when all the results have been played out.
In terms of the playoffs, there's obviously no guarantees again with the promotion after that. You know, is there an element of more pressure now at this point?
No, I think when you're a footballer, it's good pressure, because you're playing for something. It you know, I'd rather be playing for something which means so much, rather than being at the opposite end of the table where the consequences are life changing. You know, to actually be relegated, and then obviously have to deal with everything what that entails, compared to a promotion, it's night and day. You know, so the players have to embrace it. They have to really, you know, look forward to it and not fear it. You know, I think that's the one thing that I don't want them to do. I want them to really look forward to it. You know, you should never fear an opportunity. You know, you should be able to grab it with both hands.
And how much would it mean, you know, obviously to be up there with Hearts and to have that Edinburgh derby back in the Premiership?
Well, I think it's really important, not just for the two clubs, but for the city itself. You know, I think whenever you have a major city, to have derby games, I think is a must. You know, and for us not to potentially have that if we don't go up, I think would be a huge loss. I think it's exactly like Celtic and Rangers, the way they don't have their derby. They've got on with it, but it definitely is missed by a lot of people. That's why there was huge excitement around the cup game, which passed a couple of months ago. So, you know, from that point of view, I think it is important. But you know, I think that, you know, from the league and all, is that we know the league needs the likes of ourselves, Hearts, Rangers. You know, if they are thinking about restructuring it, you know, I think it's important for Scottish football that it's as competitive as possible can be.